This year's game is tonight in California, but with the start of Arizona's tough new immigration law, critics of that law are already trying to put an economic pinch on Arizona, including asking that next year's All-Star Game be moved out of the state. Christine Newman-Ortiz is with Voces de la Frontera. She notes that Milwaukee Brewers pitcher Giovanni Gallardo has announced he'd boycott next year's game, and she says other players are thinking about doing the same thing.
Bud Selig must stand with his players, their families, and fans, and help douse the flames of hatred and bigotry that threaten to spread in this country if Arizona's law is not repealed. And that would be a legacy to be proud of.
Also speaking at the rally was Jacqueline Baumgart. She played for the Kenosha team in the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League in the early 1950s. She says her teammates had to learn to embrace diversity.
We came from all over the United States, East Coast, West Coast, North and South, from Cuba and Canada. And so we had to learn how to get along with one another.
Other groups around the country are also pressuring Bud Selig to move next year's All-Star Game, but Selig has not said what he'll do. He has touted baseball's record in hiring minorities. One man who walked by the Milwaukee rally yelled that the U.S. should close its border with Mexico. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.